Here's a story from musician Adrian Legg about the creation of the world and about how guys, no matter what their age, love toys.
I'm a sucker for multifunction gadgets, and in the rare moments when I accept that a god might be possible, I assume it is some kind of infinite roadie with a kind of eternal leather man that doesn't distort the first time one tries to cut wire with it, a Swiss Army knife that will hold an edge long enough to stir tea, and a mag light that is long enough to repel a stage left invader from stage right. It's the only way creation could have been pulled off in time for the show. Damn, that camel's limping! And out comes the doodad, and the Kohinoor diamond between its toes is whipped out and tossed aside. Uh-oh, the Atlantic's leaking again. Out with the leather man. Oops, never mind, we'll call it Niagara. Tell front of house it's a new feature. You forgot to screw Adam's head on. Small screwdriver blade. The Amazon's dried again. Out with the infinite corkscrew. This ant's got a splinter. Magnifying glass and tweezers. And so on. So while sorting out a few of my drawing pens to try to get my guitar tablature neat enough so the typesetter wouldn't send it off to the British Museum's hieroglyphics expert, when I came across a professional-looking multifunction pen, I couldn't believe my luck. It was like one of those wonders one got for single-digit birthdays from the only known intelligent aunt. Way over the top with every colour known to humankind, but more grown up. It described its pencil lead requirements to two decimal places and promised supplies in soft and hard grades and colours. It had a black biro for signing credit card slips, a red one for differentiating between the gig venues and hotel addresses, and, how exciting, a highlighter one that did a kind of transparent orange. This was the road pen par excellence, and respectable enough to pull out when checking into a better class of business hotel with working rubber plants in the foyer and genetically modified bagels and guar gum until 9 a.m. I bought it, and stacks of refills, and for several years it worked impressively. I noted directions, highlighted routes, encircled tiny place names, marked radar trap locations for the trip back, and also comprehensively and enthusiastically that I needed a new MacBook every 9 months instead of 18. Then one day, I pulled out the road pen in a better class of business hotel lobby, and some of the bits remained in my pocket while others fell on the floor. I was left hovering over the registration form with a dangling of springs and refills. The desk staff seemed used to this kind of problem and deftly retrieved a tiny spring from the rubber plant. Clearly the pen was dead, probably crushed during luggage penance on the Newark Airport monorail, and I sadly went back to occasionally highlighting essential freeway exit numbers with the black autograph Sharpie. Some years and a computer or two later, approaching a Yuletide, I donned warm hat and bicycle clips and wobbled down to the London Graphic Centre again to seek drawing tools and other goodies for the young creatives in my tribe. As I gawped at the pen desk, the assistant started chatting. I asked if the road pen's cousins were still made, and oh yes, indeed they were. The latest little refill is one that works one's palm computer screen. Wow! I was engaged again, not that I have a palm computer. Sentimentally, I rambled about my old pen and its tragic demise. We can repair that. Eh? Of course, free. Bring it in. There is a god. She has a Swiss Army knife sharp enough to shave her legs, and she can slip smoothly into the sheerest silk stockings after completely fixing the washing machine, the car, and replastering the lounge wall dead flat with her infinite leather man that will cut transoceanic communications cables without bending itself out of shape. She works in mysterious ways, but mainly through a small network of young lady assistants in graphics centres who are the servants of only known intelligent archants. They all, in order to allow God a day off to make her special curry, have been granted a perfect understanding of little boys and how little they grow.
Guitarist Adrian Legg. His latest CD is called Guitar Bones.